You're listening to episode number 1878 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are. Two sleeps. I think you said it earlier today on that Christmas channel. By the way, you can join us on that Christmas channel for the next two mornings at 4 a.m. Pacific. If you get up that early, oh, you filthy animal. We'll be there celebrating and hustling and bustling and doing some Christmas cheer.
That's right.
So do join us. And then on Christmas Eve, Thursday, we're going to be on like for 6 hours. I mean, it's going to be, we're going to do 3 hours over on Christmas channel. Then we're going to do 3 hours here Thursday morning of all Christmas music. And then Thursday at noon, we join the global simulcast.
Global simulcast.
All right. It is the end of 2020. This is our second to the last Who Cares News for the year. And as we've been doing since last week, we have been bringing up some of the things that have happened in 2020 to celebrities. I feel like this is the best. Today, the biggest celebrity breakups of 2020.
Okay.
And we're not talking about, you know, Aunt Becky breaking up with the Big House. No, that's not happening. But these are the folks that broke up this year. Now, I'm going to remind you, one of the oddest ones was Pamela Anderson and John Peters, who got married.
Oh, yeah, remember that? Yep.
And that was weird. That was weird ass.
I don't know what they did.
And then she was gone. Gone with the wind. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do that anymore. See what I did there? Ryan Seacrest and his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Shayna Taylor. Kate Beckinsale, who broke up with her latest younger boyfriend, Goody Grace, this year.
Yes, her boy.
How about Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler? I mean, Jay Cutler not only got cut from playing football, but he got cut from his marriage. I mean, what's that all about?
Were they married?
Yeah, they have a kid. Kid or kids. Mary-Kate Olsen and her husband, Olivier Sarkozy. Yeah, they got...
No way.
Which one is she? Oh, I can never tell.
I don't know. Yeah.
Julianne Hough and her husband, Brooks Lake. Remember that? Okay. Julianne decided she liked boys and girls. I think that was part of it.
Oh.
Yeah, and maybe Brooks didn't. I don't know what was wrong with him. Kelly Clarkson, the big one, and her husband, Brandon Blackstock, which is...
Yeah.
Being played out on television every day on your local Kelly Clarkson show. I'm sure you're getting that. Let's see here. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming? I didn't see that coming. I thought it was a match made in heaven. Two sports people, incredibly ambitious and driven by sport. Different sports, but whatever.
Whatever.
They both would have been retired in about a couple of years. Sorry. Not
true.
Sorry. Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. Now that one I wasn't too tore up about.
You weren't tore up about it. You're kind of surprised about it though.
No. Top of the list. Celebrity breakups in 2020. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson.
Okay.
Why is that the top of the list?
That's top of the list. Whatever.
It's time for the Who Cares News.
Sure is.
Going on?
Well, now Chris Pratt, wasn't he the least like Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. I remember that.
Well, he believes that the Hollywood Chris's discussion can come to an end after his victories over Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth.
Wait. Victories?
Chris Pratt, he has announced it's time to drop the hammer on the debate because he posted to social media yesterday boasting about his recent success in the charity fantasy football league that he competes in. With
with the other Chris's?
With fellow Marvel Chris's.
That's great. They do the charity football league. That's great.
This is all about fantasy football.
You know, I don't want to talk about it. Fantasy football.
Did you get knocked out of the playoffs?
I got knocked out before the playoffs started. I got knocked out on the very last week and ended up with a 6-6. I was actually in third place. With a game out of second. And, then I got knocked out on the last week, and now I'm in the consolation round. Who cares? So I'm in the bottom eight or bottom nine. So, whatever. I'm never getting the jersey. Never getting the jersey.
He said, if you've been following, I made it into the finals.
Yay.
Yay for Chris Pratt, I suppose. Yeah. The feat has helped him earn.
Yeah.
$80,000 for his charity.
Wow, and they haven't even played their Super Bowl yet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I bet there's like double that coming if he wins.
So now when it comes to competing with the other Chris's, Pratt did say, he says, I do have them in body fat content though, so I am more buoyant. So take that, gang.
He's more buoyant. He's got more body. I think he's working out.
And maybe that's my problem.
There's a deal.
I'm more buoyant.
You're more buoyant. That's my problem for sure. Well, they're working on, I don't know if they're actually in production yet, but they are working on the next Marvel movie where he is going to be in it. I think it's the next Thor movie he's going to be in. So it's still going to be the Chris show. Chris Evans is done. He's not doing any more Marvel. No, they killed him off. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. If you haven't seen the Avengers Endgame by now, give me a break. You should have watched it on pandemic time. It was a sweet send-off for Chris Evans. It was so sweet. If you saw Avengers Endgame, it was so sweet.
So they had a send-off for Iron Man. They had a send-off for Captain America.
I think Iron Man will show up again. I think somewhere. At least in a hologram. You know, that whole... So long as Samuel L. Jackson's back, it doesn't matter. You know what?
Well, Nick true. Fury. So it'd be like Obi-Wan Kenobi, only Iron Man.
But Obi-Wan Kenobi, let's not cross over our Disney cross paths.
Well, Obi-Wan Kenobi is a Force ghost.
Yeah. Now he is, but he wasn't back in the Mandalorian day. Cool. I'm just saying.
So what would Iron Man be?
Iron Man just be a hologram.
An Avenger ghost?
I don't know. Call Jon Favreau's office. See if they'll give you the poop. I doubt it.
Kim Kardashian's giving back. Oh, my gosh. It's the season for Given. Okay?
Oh, my God.
She announced yesterday, man, she's blowing it out, too.
She's breaking the bank?
Really?
Oh, my God.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She announced yesterday she'll be donating $500 to 1,000 people.
That's $500,000. That's $500,000. That's more money than I got in the last 10 years from working. In the last 20 years from working.
Hey guys, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So that was, she's tweeting down in the statement.
Yeah.
I know 2020 has been really hard and people are struggling, worried about how they're going to pay rent and put food on the table, or a gift under the tree for their kids.
Oh, wow.
So fans just need to reply with their hashtag. And the hashtag
is
KKW
Holiday. That's it?
Hashtag KKW Holiday.
I'm in. I also hashtagged Halle Berry Rules. All right. Well, that's it for us. Tomorrow will be our final Who Cares News for 2020. And here's hoping that 2021 will be way better. Way better.
Oh, your lips to God's ears.
Right. Have a good day. See you mañana, Aunt.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.